With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Another round of Trump tariffs has taken hold.
The White House said that starting just after midnight, goods from more than 60 countries and the European Union would face tariff rates of 10% or higher. Products from the European Union, Japan, and South Korea will be taxed at 15%, while imports from Taiwan, Vietnam, and Bangladesh will be taxed at 20%. For places like the EU, Japan, and South Korea, President Trump also expects them to invest hundreds of billions of dollars in the U.S. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President Trump says the U.S. had some very good talks with Russian leader Vladimir Putin this week, and the Kremlin says the two leaders will meet, possibly in the United Arab Emirates, in the coming days.
Following talks in Moscow led by Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, the president suggested a possible meeting with Russia's Putin and Ukraine's Zelensky.
There's a good chance that there will be a meeting very soon.
One White House official said the meeting could take place as soon as next week. But Secretary of State Rubio cautioned a lot has to happen before a Trump-Putin meeting. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Five soldiers from Fort Stewart, Georgia, hospitalized this morning. They were shot on base yesterday, allegedly by a fellow soldier.
All arrived in stable condition, and three of the five required surgical intervention.
Brigadier General John Lubas heard there on WJCL. All five are expected to recover. The suspect, identified as 28-year-old Sergeant Cornelius Radford, is in custody and no word on a motive. What United Airlines describes as a technology issue grounded hundreds of flights last night, impacting some of the country's biggest airports. The airline says the problem has been fixed, but the delays persist this morning. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are higher, up 220 points. This is SRN News. An Indiana music teacher will get his day in court.
John Kluge is a Christian, and he will not refer to transgender students by their preferred pronouns, opting instead to simply call them by their name. The Brownsburg Community School Corporation responded by forcing him out of his job, then asked that his ensuing lawsuit be dismissed. But the U.S. Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals has rejected the request, granting the teacher his right to place his case before a jury on grounds that his constitutional rights were violated. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group of performers is traveling across the U.S. singing church songs first sung by the Gullah Geechee people, a group of enslaved Africans who worked the cotton and rice plantations of the South Carolina Sea Islands. They sing in the old Creole language that's rooted in West Africa. A recent performance took place at Coffin Point Praise House. It's one of three remaining wooden structures on St. Helena Island that once served as a place of worship for the enslaved. SRN News. An upcoming weekend series in Atlanta will feature Major League Baseball's first female umpire.
Jen Powell is set to become the first woman to umpire in Major League Baseball when she works this weekend's games between the Miami Marlins and Atlanta Braves. The 48-year-old from New Jersey will work the bases in Saturday's doubleheader at Truist Park and the plate on Sunday. MLB's move comes 28 years after the gender barrier for game officials was broken in the NBA, 10 years after it ended in the NFL, and 3 years after the Men's Soccer World Cup employed a female referee. The NHL still has not had a woman referee. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
An Army official says restoring a memorial to the Confederacy it had been removed from Arlington National Cemetery at the recommendation of Congress will cost about $10 million. Trump administration says it's not right to erase American history. More details at SRNNews.com.